Hello everyone. I'm super excited to announce that my brand new health and movement membership, Mind Movement Health, is now open. If you're looking for extra motivation, you want support to reach your health goals, access to easy at-home workouts, recipes, health masterclasses, then come on over and check it out. Our doors are only open till this Saturday, the 29th of August at 5 p.m. You can check out all our details in the podcast episode's show notes or head to our website www.mindmovementhealth.com.au for all the details. Okay, let's get into this week's episode. Hi, I'm Kate Boyle and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi everyone and welcome back to the Mind Movement Health podcast. I'm Kate Boyle and today I'm going to be chatting about how home workouts could be your savior. Yes, they could be. They can change everything for you. Now, before we delve into that, I just want to give you a little bit of update of where I'm at. If you didn't know, I'm located in Melbourne, Australia, and we're currently in a stage 4 lockdown due to COVID-19. So what that means for us at the minute is we have to stay at home. We can only leave our house for 1 hour a day for exercise. We need to stay within a 5 kilometer radius of our house, and there's actually a curfew. So it means that you can't leave your house anytime from 8 p.m. at night and 5 a.m. in the morning. You need to be home. Now, to say this coming in is a bit of a shock is definitely an understatement. I can tell you that I never thought in my entire life that one, anything like this would ever happen with a major outbreak of a pandemic. It didn't really cross my mind. And two, to have such measures in place where we are actually under house arrest essentially between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., which doesn't really affect me because I'm usually in my pajamas by that point anyway. But just that sort of, parameters and laws that have come in is quite amazing and a little bit sort of hard to grasp, but that we've actually hit that. But anyway, we're all doing really well. We're homeschooling, we're enjoying each other's company, and we've been cooking up a storm and doing lots of home workouts. So let's dive into it. Now, the reason that I love home workouts is because they're easy to do. Now, they're easy in the sense that you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to have any equipment. So you can just do basic workouts that might be you and your mat on the floor. You can just utilize a wall. You can utilize a chair or a pillow. So really simple things, but you can still get an amazing workout and you don't have to leave the comfort of your own home. Now, as a mum and as a business owner, I can tell you how time-saving that is. Before I had kids, way before in my early 20s, I used to go to the gym all the time. I admit it. It's what I knew. I grew up dancing. And then as I went to university and I wasn't dancing so much, then I was going to the gym to keep fit. And in my mind, I kind of associated my fitness with the gym. So if I wasn't at the gym, then it wasn't really fitness, if that sort of makes sense. So going out for a walk was great, but it really kind of wasn't a workout session because it wasn't at the gym. Now, it took me quite a few years to change my thinking on this, and it actually took me doing the Pilates course to sort of delve into the realm of seeing that our fitness is part of our holistic health, and working out super hard, running on the treadmill all the time, or doing a really hard weight session, although they have their place, it wasn't benefiting me in my holistic health. All my exercise workouts were hard, super hard. Sweating hard, go hard, go home. And I wasn't really balancing up with that other side of our fitness where with Pilates, what Pilates has taught me is focusing in on my breath, being more body aware and really connecting to my body. And I had that with a certain, sort of thing within dancing, in that I could correct my body really well, I could connect to muscles, but I didn't have that great understanding of, you know, if I'm going into a squat, what muscles should I be trying to activate, what muscles should I be trying to relax, and which ones are benefiting me in these movements, which is what Pilates has taught me, and I've been able to really utilize it well. Now, jumping back into those home workouts, the great thing about them is that you can try different things. So you can do yoga at home, you can do Pilates at home, you can do a HIIT workout, you can go outdoors and go for a run or a walk, okay, so you can still get your cardio in, you can do your interval training with doing things like burpees to push-ups and getting that heart rate up, or you can really just slow it down and do a nice stretching out and mobilization session. So you've still got heaps of choice that you can do. And living in the day and age that we do with access to the internet, I mean, how lucky are we? You know, if you were trying to work out at home even sort of 20 to 30 years ago and the internet wasn't around, you were probably trying to work off catching your aerobics program on the TV or making sure you set a tape up to record it. So we didn't have that access to what we do now. And with things like YouTube that are out there, and there's so many things if you check out on Instagram and Facebook, I know myself, I pop little workouts up there so people can see them. And nowadays with things online becoming so popular, and part of that is because we have been stuck at home with the COVID-19 outbreak, is that there's been a lot more streaming apps come through and memberships. And as you guys might or might not already know, I'm launching my membership that goes live this week. We're in the launch right now, so you can sign up and join to that at mindmovementhealth.com.au. And essentially, within my membership, I'm offering people a great way, lots of different Pilates workouts that they can do at home in the comfort of their own home with different varying times and lengths to those workouts, but also being really aware of helping with different injuries. So that's where I like to specialize in with what I'm offering. And that's the amazing thing with the internet. There's so much out there that you can try and see. Now, some other reason that I do love our home workouts in is that you can do it at a time that suits you. So unlike when you are going to a gym, that most of them, if you're trying to join a class, are on at certain times, you can do a home workout at any time of the day or night. So if you're an early bird and you get up really early, you can do a nice gentle stretch session. And then in the afternoon, if you want something that's a little bit more high intensity, you can do a high intensity workout and you haven't had to waste any time driving anywhere. You haven't had to spend lots of money on different expensive classes and buying expensive equipment. So time saving and money saving is definitely a plus. And if you're a parent like me, I know that just doing those home workouts saves me so much time, and I just wouldn't be able to fit fitness in. If I've got kids and I don't have a babysitter, you know, trying to get to a class, you just can't make it happen. So that's where home workouts can be great, and just doing short little ones can be really beneficial. So besides being able to work out when you've got kids around or you're restricted on time, there's been great research to show that even 10 to 15 minute workouts give you huge benefits. Now, I used to always believe too that my workouts had to be long. I had to do at least a sort of a 45 minute to an hour workout or it wasn't worth doing. Whereas this new research is supporting even to 10 to 15 minutes can help to improve our mood. It'll definitely help you build muscle mass and bone strength. And they've also shown that those shorter workouts actually give you boosts in motivation. Because if you know you're only going to do a shorter workout, then you're more inclined to want to do it and it's easier to fit in. So we actually end up moving more than if we think our workouts have to be that sort of long 45 minutes to an hour. So another great benefit, and it's fantastic that they are doing that research because it just solidifies, I know as a mum, that I will go, oh, I've got 15 minutes before I have to go pick up the girls from kinder and school. What can I sort of squeeze in? And being at home with the minute and doing homeschool, it's the same sort of thing. My girls are home all the time now. So when my husband can take a break from work, I can get outside and go for a run. But my longer workouts, you know, I can do on the weekend when we're both free. But during the week, I've been fitting in just really nice, short 10 to 15 minute workouts that I can get a sweat on in that time. The girls can be playing in their bedroom in case they're nearby. I can hear them if anything's wrong, but I can still feel that I've gotten a great workout. I get that mood boost. I get that endorphin lift. So I feel happier. I feel that I've connected to my body and it just calms and centers me. So great for mental health during this time as well. And that's another point just to finish off on. Our mental health is so important, and exercise is one of those great things that can really help improve our mental health, improve our mood, improve and help us to get that serotonin, that happy hormone going. So our home workouts, especially when we are, like I said before, we're under house arrest and we can only leave our house for 1 hour a day. And with it being winter, if we can't get outdoors for that walk or that bike ride or whatever it may be, doing a home workout is another great option. So I hope I've sold you on home workouts. And if I haven't, then just try and give one a go and see how you feel. You can always check out some of my home workouts online. I've got free ones on Facebook and Instagram that you can definitely check out. Otherwise, if you're interested in getting some support for your home workouts, then definitely check out the Mind Movement Health website, because it's one of my passions is helping you to stay fit and healthy and find that connection to your body through the power of Pilates. All right, everyone, I hope you have an amazing week, and I'll see you again soon on the podcast. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.